My brothers and sisters in the Lord, when we think of Christmas joy, when we think of Christmas festivities, one of the last places we think about is the U.S. Postal Service. But I want to tell you a little story that occurred about a week and a half ago. I was at one of our local branches of the post office, waiting in line with a whole bunch of other people who needed to mail packages, buy stamps, and the atmosphere in the post office was that of a lower back clinic. Everyone was just sort of mumbling around until all of a sudden, a woman walks in, nicely dressed with a smile on her face, carrying a handful of packages. And following her were three little girls, very close in age, all of them having a package in tow. And as she walks into the post office and the little girls follow behind her, I hear her say to her children, "Isn't it wonderful to be at the post office? Isn't it wonderful Christmas spirit?" To which somebody in line said, "Get to the back of the line, woman." And as we were waiting, one of the little girls say to her, "Mommy, will Granddad receive his gifts before Christmas?" And her response was this, "Of course he will. On Christmas Eve, the mailman's going to ring his doorbell. And when he opens the door, the mailman's going to say, 'Merry Christmas from your family in Louisiana. And here are your gifts.'" This woman was a cross between Mary Poppins and Tiny Tim. But when she finally got to the counter, and the gentleman at the counter was going with her how much it was going to cost to mail all of these gifts, since most of them would have to be sent overnight or 2 days to make it there in time, she said to him, "I need to make sure this gift, this one gift, makes it to my father in time for Christmas. Because you see, on Christmas Day, it is his birthday. So I want him to receive at least this one present." To which the postal worker responded, "Oh my, to have a birthday on Christmas, one gift for two occasions. I'm glad I don't know anyone who has a birthday on Christmas." To the lady behind me, she taps me on the shoulder and she says to me, "Father, I'm glad I know someone who has a birthday on Christmas." My brothers and sisters, as we gather here this morning around the altar of our God to celebrate this great feast of the Nativity, we celebrate the birthday of the Lord, that the Word has become flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. But we not only celebrate a historical fact that took place 2,000 years ago, but we celebrate, my brothers and sisters, the fact that God continues to break into the world each and every day. He continues to break into our lives each and every day. He continues to be born amongst us. As we know from the reading in St. Luke's Gospel, the angel of the Lord appears to the shepherds as they were in the field. And the angel says, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. For today, a Savior is born, who is Christ and Lord." And what do the shepherds do, my brothers and sisters? They don't just sit there in the field. They don't take a smoke break. They go in haste. They depart from where they are to the city of Bethlehem to find the Savior. What about us, my friends? Do we go in haste to find our Savior? One of my favorite traditions at the Masses on Christmas Eve and at Midnight Mass is to have the wonderful joy to place the child Jesus in the manger, in the creche scene. But you see, my brothers and sisters, that's not just a task reserved for me as priest and pastor. It is a responsibility for each and every one of us. Because on this great feast, we celebrate the fact that divinity is inserted into humanity, that we are called to bring God to the world, to allow the Lord to shine in our life, to allow time and eternity to unite. And when we do so, my friends, and when we go to the manger, and when we adore the Christ child, we thank God that we have a Savior. And everything in life changes. A gentleman was telling me a few weeks back that his most memorable Christmas occurred in 1951. It was during the war, and he was in Korea. And at that particular time, he was on, I think, the East Coast, he told me, in a valley. And it was Christmas Eve, and it had started to snow. The river in the valley had frozen over, and the Catholic chaplain, the priest arrived to this grouping of Marines who were stationed there to celebrate Christmas Mass. And so the priest celebrated Mass right there on top of the hood of his Jeep. And he said, as I recall that event, it says as God had created a natural cathedral around us in the beauty of this valley. And as we celebrated Mass, the communists continued to fire over the ridge, and other Marines fired back. But despite all of that chaos, it didn't break the silence of the night, because I knew God was present. The same thing for us, my friends. Do we know the Lord is present? And do we allow that reality to change our entire lives? Divinity continues to be inserted in humanity when our first responders continue to go out to help those who are in need. Time and eternity continue to meet when nurses at hospitals care for sick patients. God is brought into the world when that mother of three or four children says to them, "Do not buy me any more scarves, but use that money to help a family that's in need." Not long ago, a father was telling me that when his daughter came home for Thanksgiving break, she said to him a friend of hers was going to come the next day, that Friday, to visit. Now, for those of you who are fathers, who have daughters, anytime a male friend is going to come and visit, you're on high alert. And so he told me that he was ready for the Inquisition to find out about this boy. And so the boy arrives. And like any good father, one of his first questions is, "Tell me about your life." And so the boy does. And he said that when I was a freshman in college, after my first semester, I dropped out. I've been estranged from my family for a few years now. I got involved in drugs and alcohol, and I only worked some side jobs just to make it through. And everything seemed hopeless until one day your daughter came into the convenience store, the gas station where I worked as a clerk. And she would come and visit, and we'd have these short conversations over the course of a few weeks. And then one evening, as I was getting off of work, and she had come in to purchase something, she said to me, and she invited me to come to church, to Mass. And I haven't been to Mass in years. And so I accepted the invitation. And as I kneeled there before the Lord, everything changed. I had an encounter with God. I knew I had a Savior. And the rest is history. My friends, the same is true for each and every one of us. Do we know we have a Savior? Do we know the Word has become flesh? Do we know the light shines in the darkness and the darkness will never overcome it? Do we run to the manger scene, to the creche, to see the child Jesus, to be transformed and renewed. I was once guilt-stricken, but now I know forgiveness. I was once self-centered, but now I care for others. I was once plagued by loneliness, but now I have peace. I once knew hatred, but now I love. I was once bound in a hopeless habit, but now I am set free. I was once buried in the mirror of self-pity, but now I am released. I was once without power or purpose in a state of depression, but now I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If we've missed this in life, my brothers and sisters, we've missed everything. And if we miss this Christmas, we have missed it all. As we gather here this morning, let us run to our Savior, the babe in the manger. Allow him to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords over our lives. As St. Augustine once wrote, the celebration of Christmas is not just a celebration of the Lord's birthday, but it's a celebration to ensure that our souls are prepared so that the Lord may be born again in us. Are we prepared, my friends? And if we have we opened our hearts to the coming of the Lord? And when we do, my brothers and sisters, then we can shout out with joy and pageantry and acts of kindness and courage, in the middle of the night, in the middle of the world's night, in the middle of our heart's night, in the middle of our hope's night, that against all the evidence that may surround us, God's love, God's light, God's peace, God's joy is being born amongst us. And then we can sing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. A very blessed Christmas to all of you.